1.
Oh, damn it. I don't want to be a Yankee, Charles Osgood said. It was there, it had finally come, and Ashley was grateful. And the semi-drama going on here surely meant her mind had been trying to warn her that the day was not going to come without its share of trouble, because it was already proving to be one hell of an afternoon. Morning had brought the business of breakfast, visitors pouring onto the property to spend time at the campsites. Now they were coming close to the main event of the day, the reenactment of the battle that had taken place at Donegal Plantation. She'd never expected the real trouble to come over the sad situation of an ailing faux Yankee.
"Damn it!"
Charles exclaimed again. Ashley thought that the man sounded like a petulant teenager, though she knew that he didn't really want to argue, not on a day like today. He flushed as the words came out of his mouth and cast her a quick glance of dismay. She wasn't even the one handing out the assignments, though she was the only Donegal among them now. The relish the group was taking in telling Charles his new role unsettled her a bit. Charles Osgood was the newest in the cavalry unit of reenactors, which meant that he got the assignment to play for the other side. Yet this seemed to be turning into a college hazing. They were all friends, and they were usually courteous to one another.
"Charlie, come on. Being a Yankee will be fun." "Okay, so they were jerks. Well, the ones here. Who couldn't spy on a neon sign, couldn't hunt, couldn't shoot, but come on. Being a Yank will be fun,"
Griffin Grant teased. Ashley shook her head. How could grown men be so immature? In her mind, although she truly loved the living history that took place at the plantation, she thought the units clinging to so-called glory were nothing more than inane. The event had ended with the death of one of her ancestors, not a party.
Hey, all of you," Ashley said, addressing the men around her and using the voice she would utilize when working with one of the school groups, the grade school groups. "I know y'all like to cling to the magical illusion that the antebellum South was a place of beauty, grace, and honor, where men were men, real men, hunting, riding, brawling, but honorable. Yes, we reenact what was, but this is now, and that was then. None of you would seriously want to go back to the Civil War, and no one here is prejudiced. The slavery of any person was a horrendous way of life."
"Ashley, you're making it sound like being a real man is a bad thing," Cliff Boudreau commented, laughing.
Cliff, horsemaster at Donegal, was clearly amused and having a good time.
"Well, of course, Ashley, it's not like we take this too seriously,"
Griffin Grant said, staring back at her as if she was the one who didn't understand the question. Griffin was a striking man in his early 30s, sleek and slick, a CEO for a cable company in New Orleans, though his ancestors had lived out here, 2 hours down the road from the big city.
"We know reality and like it, but this is important play acting."
She groaned softly. They were good guys, really. It was play acting. And for the play-acting, they were able to believe truly with their whole hearts that it had been about nothing other than states' rights. Ashley knew all the statistics about the fighting men. Most of the men who fought and died for the South during the war couldn't have begun to have afforded a slave. And war was seldom caused by one issue. But her parents and her grandfather had never been the types to overlook the plantation's complicated history. Cliff was part of that with his gold-green eyes, bronze-colored skin, and dark, tawny hair. She knew that half their visitors were immediately enthralled with him. He was one of the reenactors on the southern side because of the Donegal blood that ran in his veins. Early on, a Donegal widower had fallen in love with a slave, creating the first racial mix in his background. In the 1920s, his great-grandfather had married a Donegal cousin, something that caused a serious scandal at that time in history, but which now gave both halves of the family a sense of pleasure and pride. She wasn't sure how to count second and third or twice-removed relatives, so she considered Cliff to be her cousin. History was history. Donegal was steeped in it, good and bad, and they didn't hide any of it.
"Charles, they're right. It's a performance, you know," Ashley said. "It's a show, maybe even an important show in its small way. It's where people can see the weapons of the day, the uniforms that were worn, and actually remember this particular fight."